Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. Over the years, I've played lots of different sports with a great deal of enthusiasm and, truth to tell, not much success. However, I've had a huge number of friends and acquaintances who've been enormously successful in their chosen sport, and they've all deeply impressed me. My main reflection is that they were all incredibly disciplined. Their diets were carefully designed and observed, and they gave a huge amount of time to ensuring that they were constantly practicing and improving. They had a determination to give their absolute best. In our verse today, the writer pictures Christians as athletes who are running a race infinitely and more important than any sport, and makes the obvious point that we need to get rid of anything that slows us down. You clearly wouldn't enter an elite race wearing heavy clothes or lugging a suitcase. And so he encourages his Christian friends to identify any weights that might slow them down and to get rid of them. The writer pictures the Old Testament men and women of faith in the stadium, roaring their encouragement to those who are running the race. This is such an important word for us to hear today as we face the innumerable challenges of living for Christ in the 21st century. The circumstances of our society are, of course, very different from those who have gone before, but we can still draw enormous encouragement from their lives. Like us, they were flawed and frail human beings, but they hung in there, and we need to be inspired by their faithful lives despite incredible challenges, opposition, and persecution. The race ahead of us is bound to be demanding, and so we'll need to give the best of us to ensure that we're not allowing anything to get in the way of running well. This is infinitely more important than any sport. So let me ask you a question. Consider this carefully. What could you do to enable yourself to run more effectively for God? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to listen to the inspiration and encouragement from those who've lived the life of faith in the past. Help us to run well for you today. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today.
Hope grows when we join together. Gather faithfully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.